It was wildlife of a different sort that attracted the attention of commentator Bill Harley and provided him a lesson in outdoor etiquette.
I was in Silver City, New Mexico, finishing up work at an elementary school. My last morning there, I saw an article in the local paper saying that the sandhill cranes and snow geese, 40,000 of them, were arriving that afternoon at the Bosque del Apache Wildlife Preserve outside of Socorro, New Mexico, about 4 hours away. I had to see it. I finished up my work in the schools that morning and got hung up talking to the kids and teachers and started late. I drove like crazy, drove like hell over the Black Mountain Range. But I got there too late. It was pitch dark. The birders, dozens and dozens of cars, were already filing out of the preserve. I opened the window of my car and heard this cacophony of bird calls. I had missed their arrival. Still, I thought, it was worth seeing. I got a room in Socorro that night and got up at 4 the next morning. I drove out to the wildlife preserve. The sky was growing lighter. Other cars were filing in ahead and behind me. The preserve is a series of fields that are flooded after the farmers are done with them. The birds, the sandhills, the snow geese, and 20 or 30 other species winter there. I heard the noise as I drove up. Coming in from the west, the preserve was backlit, and I couldn't see anything, but I could sure hear it. I drove around an enormous flooded field, and when I looked back, facing west, I saw them. Thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of snow geese floating in the water, resting from their trip from the Arctic. Like some prehistoric diorama at the science museum, small flocks of birds I'd never seen flew back and forth. My heart stuck in my throat. This was it. Wildness, abundance, the primitive urge. The wanderer in me, the part that says, keep going, keep moving, finally shut up. There were half a dozen birders out of their cars with their nuclear-powered scopes on tripods observing the birds in the water. This was it. I was here. I could feel it. All this abundance, all this life. I pulled up and turned the car off. My mind was racing. This is it. I opened up the car door. One birder stood up from his tripod and looked my way, questioning. I shut the door of the car. Thump. Then it started. At first, just one or two. They called and raised up out of the water. Then a small group, seven or eight. Then a dozen. Then a score. Then 100. And they started to honk. Hundreds at a time lifted up, their wings beating, pushing the air, their wings opening and closing, whole flocks disappearing and reappearing like a huge sine wave as they turned and banked, thousands and thousands all leaving the pond. All the birders looked my way. All of them, every birder in the Western Hemisphere looked at me. One by one, they packed up their things, climbed back into their cars, turned and drove by me very slowly, each face showing a barely contained rage and disgust. I stood and watched them leave. As they passed by, the driver of the third or fourth car slowed and rolled down his window. He stopped beside me. He spoke in the driest of tones, with all the politeness he could muster. "Sometimes," he said, "it's better to stay in the car." "Oh," I said. "So, all you birders, remember that. When in doubt, stay in the car. It could save your life."
Singer-songwriter Bill Harley lives in Seekonk, Massachusetts.